Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Kenyans cast their ballots Tuesday for a new president, governors, and legislators, among other posts. VOA's Jill Craig reports from Nairobi.
Kenyans stood in line for hours Tuesday to cast ballots in hotly contested nationwide polls, facing rain and both cold and hot weather conditions throughout the day. Helen Mazito is a 32-year-old voter from the Githo Goro slum in Nairobi. She waited in line for well over 7 hours, but says she isn't complaining.
Let me say the election mode is good. People are voting. Once they vote, they are going home. Nothing bad has occurred. No bad event. People are responding well.
The presidential race pits the current president, Uhuru Kenyatta, against his longtime rival, opposition leader Raila Odinga. Both candidates expressed confidence Tuesday as they cast their ballots in Nairobi. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Rhetorical fireworks flew as South African lawmakers presented their case on the future of embattled President Jacob Zuma ahead of a first-ever secret vote of no confidence. Zuma has previously weathered 7 similar votes, but never under the cover of secrecy. A successful vote this time would require President Zuma and his entire cabinet to resign. A successful motion needs 201 votes, and the opposition holds only 151. At least 50 ANC members would have to defect for the motion to pass. As it has 7 times before, South Africa's ruling party on Tuesday came out strongly against the opposition's motion to remove President Zuma, who's become increasingly unpopular while embroiled in long, simmering corruption scandals. This is VOA News.